This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm a writer, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the publishing industry. And I have a podcast, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the podcasting industry. And my sister is a TV writer, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the TV industry. And there's an old funny teaching story that I think about often from the world of publishing that is relevant to all those areas and far beyond. Now, this story has always been told to me as if it were fact, as if it actually happened. But I suspect that it's actually apocryphal, but that doesn't really matter because the point is the same. The story goes that a big publisher decided to hire a fancy management consulting firm to come in and analyze their business and tell them how to make more money. So the firm comes in, they do a top-to-bottom study of the publisher's business. They investigate, they analyze, they interview, they write a big report. The senior people at the publishing house and the management consulting team sit down for a big meeting where the results of this study will be revealed. With a dramatic flourish, the management consultants announce, "The way for your publishing house to make more profits is to publish more bestsellers." The joke is that the publishing team said, "Yeah, sure. Good. So now tell us, how do we know what books will be bestsellers?" The management consultants didn't have an answer for that. Book industry people love to tell this old and probably apocryphal story because it illustrates the temptation and the folly of deciding that your plan for business success is to do only those ventures that will be highly successful. Because that's not an easy thing to do. This sounds obvious, but it's surprising to me how often I find myself telling this story to myself and to other people. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.